This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
What happens when you cast Gillian Jacobs, who's in the Judd Apatow comedy Love on Netflix, in a feature film, and kind of cast her in the same role of Mickey that she has on the TV show, which is to say kind of a very relatable 20-something underachieving attitude-y intelligent woman, and send her to Ibiza for a work party with two hard partying friends. So we have a comedy slash adventure film here. The movie is essentially a series of romantic encounters, interludes with her and her two best friends. Possibly plays even better as the type of show it's emulating is the show Love. It seems like a few episodes of Love, but Mallory's sent to Ibiza for work, and all the other characters are new. She has a sort of love interest who's a world-famous DJ. The film is funny, interesting. Again, it's emulating sort of the bromance films, and it's nice to see that type of film made with a female protagonist. More and more of the films featuring female protagonists in these sort of girls' road trip, Wedding Crashers, really over the top with language and sexuality and aggressively conquest-seeking behavior, which would have been mostly seen in male protagonists in the films of the 70s and 80s and 90s, even with the one exception potentially being Clueless and some of the offshoots related to those characters. So what we have is a funny film. It's enjoyable, and the characters, as difficult perhaps as they are to relate to for those who are not of the age group that they're in, I think they have great comedic timing. Vanessa Bayer, who, you know, from SNL, she's always exceptional in everything she's in, so she steals all the scenes that she's in as well. Phoebe Robinson, who is been on a lot of guest spots on Comedy Central and late night shows. She has a kind of a breakout role here, and I think we'll see her as well. She's extremely talented and funny, and she's an excellent writer as well. So I think she's going to be a star in the making. And Gillian Jacobs, I think, already has her perfect vehicle in the show Love on Netflix as well. So let's give Vanessa Bayer her own show, right? And Phoebe Robinson, too. So these three hopefully can continue to make longer-form projects. Here, this is an hour-and-a-half kind of mostly throwaway but watchable, fun movie, but with three stars in the making.